Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen. It is Tuesday, September 18th. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Terry. You okay tonight? Looking forward to the interview and to the music.
Yes, I agree. If you'd like to join us, I'm in the chat room along with the guests and Miss Lori. Hey, Lori, go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Nicholas Cole's name, and that should bring you right into the chat room. If you'd like to call in and speak with Nicholas, the number is 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485. We first talked to Nicholas Cole 2 years ago when his debut CD, A Journey of One, came out. And as I listened to that CD, I was thinking, where is this coming from, this 16, 17-year-old at the time? Well, now he has a brand new CD called Endless Possibilities. And I'm telling you, people, y'all need to get this CD. You need to get this CD. Nicholas, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hey, how you doing?
Doesn't he sound more mature, Mike?
Mm-hmm, you sure do. Hey.
Well, 2 years, 2 years makes a little difference.
Yes, his voice has changed. He sounds more mature and everything. I'm so happy to have you back on the show, Nicholas.
I'm excited to, you know, be back on the show. It's been a whole 2 years. It seems like, you know, yesterday. So, you know, I'm very excited to be back on the show, and thank you guys for the opportunity again.
Oh, it is our pleasure. And let me just say congratulations to you on this new CD, Endless Possibilities. This thing is hot.
It's hot.
You say it's hot. It is hot.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. You know, every once in a while we'll get a CD where I personally like every song on the CD, and when it comes to playing a song, it's going to be hard to choose. But the entire CD is really, really good. Nicholas really stepped it up on this one. He has some great artists on this. Saxophonist Steve Cole, Vincent Ngala, Marcus Anderson, Julian Vaughn, Steve Oliver, Tim Bowman, Lynn Fidmont, and Michael Stever are on this CD. And it's hot, y'all. It's hot. I'm telling you, go to Amazon, go to Nicholas' website now, Nicholas Cole Jazz, and get this CD. You will not be disappointed. So let's start, Nicholas, with your vision for Endless Possibilities. Tell us about this CD.
Well, the first CD, you know, was Journey of One, and it's something I kind of wanted to do without any other musicians, because I kind of wanted to come out the gate, you know, with everything kind of showcasing, you know, what I could do as well as a writer and producer, mm-hmm. you know, producing on tracks. But I knew for this second record, I said, look, I want to go and, you know, grab some of the people I've been listening to, you know, for a long time, like Steve Cole and Tim Bowman, you know, ever since Steve's first record came out, I've been listening to him, you know, and I've always been a fan of his work, and, you know, Tim as well. And even some of the newcomers that, you know, are coming up with me in this industry right now, like Vincent Ngala and Julian Vaughn and Marcus Anderson, all good friends of mine, and I called them up, you know, and everybody was willing to do it, and they, you know, it's like, man, let's make some music. So I knew I wanted, you know, a mixture of some funky tunes in there, you know, some tunes, you know, for the couples, you know, and you know, just something that kind of speaks to everybody.
Okay, let's start with the artist that's on the CD. Let's start with Tim Bowman. How did you contact him, and what was that conversation?
Well, actually, the first time I talked to Tim, I think Tim called me. I think he got my number from our promoter, and he asked me to, you know, produce some stuff for him, you know, for his next record. I'm not really sure when that comes out. I'm not even sure when we start production. But, you know, so I was already working on some music for him. And I asked my promoter, I said, you think, you know, Tim will play on my record if I ask him? He said, yeah, sure. He said, give him a call. And I called Tim, and, you know, Tim was very excited that I asked him. You know, he was very open to doing it. And, you know, me and my dad worked on the song, and, you know, I sent it over to Tim, and Tim laid it. And when we got it back, it was magical.
Mm-hmm. Very
nice. Never forget that track back. I was like, wow. You know, but it was my first time ever, you know, doing something with a guitar player, you know, because on my first record, I did all the guitar parts myself. But, you know, I was glad that my first song with a guitarist would be, you know, Tim Bowman.
Hmm. And that song is called Please Don't Say No, and I'm going to start.
No.
Yes, I'm going to play that one first. I have a phone call, so let me take a phone call.
Okay.
Area code 719, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hi, Terry. You always forget my number, but that's okay. What's up, Nicholas? It's Tony.
Yo, Tony, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing good, man. How you been, man?
I've been great. How you been doing, man, with your release and everything?
Things are going well, man. The record's doing pretty good.
Great,
so
great.
I just had my second CD release party on Sunday in Denver, and that went really well. So, you know, just pushing right along, man.
Say it again.
I did the second CD release party on Sunday in Denver,
okay.
And just pushing right along. I just wanted to call you to tell you that, you know, I'm really liking your new album, man. It's like you definitely have stepped
Thank
up, and I thought you were great with the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, God bless. Thank you so much, man.
And I just want you to know, man, I start my shows now with the song that you produced for me on this new record right there. That's how I start to call you.
Oh, wow.
So. Yeah, that song always gets people going, man. So I think
everybody that's listening right now, please pick up Tony Ekman's project. You know, he's done a great job, and he has some great music up there. And you know, if you like, you know, some of the guys that we work with, like Marcus Anderson and you know Julian Vaughn, those guys are up there. So check that out.
Oh yeah, them all. You know, we should just put together a super group one day.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, man, I just wanted to let you know that I'm really enjoying what you're doing and very proud of your accomplishments. So let's stay in touch.
Thank you.
And
thank you. So most definitely.
Yeah. So thanks again for the great records you contribute to on my thing, and you know, I'm really feeling like I'm part of the crew now. You know, I felt a little left out on the first album, but now I'm feeling like I'm actually. No, I'm joking. You guys are doing some great music, so I'm just happy, really, really happy to be a part of the whole thing. And, man, just keep doing what you're doing. And like I said, man, give me a holler sometime. And Terry, remember my number, because I'm the only person
I know, Tony.
I'm sorry.
Sure.
I'm just joking. Y'all have a good night. I'll talk to y'all soon.
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Tony.
No problem. I'll talk to you later. All right.
Bye-bye. I never recognized his number when he called.
I knew it was soon when you said 719. I knew who it was. But you know, Nick, I have to ask you. You know, because you're producing a lot of records, you're doing a lot of, you know, music making and doing your own thing, help people out. Now, was going to Berklee College of Music ever an option for you? Because you're like a musical genius. I mean, why wasn't Berklee? You know, was that an option for you?
Definitely. You know, I had always dreamed of, you know, going somewhere like Berklee, you know, whether it was in, you know, Boston or California, preferably, you know, Boston or whatever. But it's something that I had always wanted to do, you know, especially like for music production and engineering. But after I released my first record, I guess I kind of got busy kind of producing for other people and, you know, doing this music thing, you know, myself, you know, with my dad and, you know, the things that we're doing over here. So I kind of took a break to do what I'm doing right now. But I wouldn't totally rule it out, though.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, with you being still so young, you know, now, and the thoughts popped in my head when you were sitting talking and answering the last question. I'm like, why isn't he in Berkeley, you know, up there, you know, learning and then still, but you're on your sophomore season now, and I'm like, yo, do we really need to go to Berkeley?
I'm never going to get to the place where I can't learn something new because, you know, if any musician were to feel like they get to the place where they can't be taught anything else, well, I'm thinking that it would become very boring for them in the music industry because, you know, if I stop learning, you know, everything about music, I would be bored and I probably wouldn't even release another record. So, you know, it's a constant, you know, learning curve for me, and I always want to learn new things. That's why I said, you know, I wouldn't totally rule that out.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so let's continue with the artist, Steve Cole. I know he's you and I both love his first CD, Stale Wilds, my favorite of his and yours as well. So what was the conversation with Steve?
Well, that comes again from me, you know, doing production for, you know, other people. I'm doing some work with the Sax Pack, and that came about with Marcus Anderson, who's a great friend of mine. And, you know, he's with the Sax Pack now, and I was doing some work for them, and Steve really liked what I did on Marcus's Now project Back to the Basics. Okay. And he told Marcus, he said, man, who produced that for you? Marcus told him, and we exchanged emails or whatever, and that's how I did my work with Jeff. And I asked Steve, you know, since we were already kind of forming the, you know, relationship, you know, from the, you know, Sax Pack stuff, I asked him if he would be a part of my project. And, you know, just like Tim, Steve was very open to doing that. And he loved the tune. And, you know, the thing I always tell people about that particular tune, I always tell them Steve must have felt the passion that I felt for that song because the way he played it is, like, unbelievable. You know, there's so much passion in that song, so.
Okay. Now, that is on, I'm sorry, Mike, that song that Steve Cole is on is called Just One Night. Okay,
Just
go ahead,
One
Mike.
Night.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you, you know, because, you know, you got all these, you know, veteran guys on your CD. And you're also producing for them as well now. But do you still get that, you know, when they finally meet you or if they don't know about you, they finally meet you, they're like, yo, he's a kid. Do they still do that? Or is it like,
you know
what? It's ridiculous now?
that's the funny thing because, you know, the conversation that I've had with, you know, some of those guys, I'm like, man, you're a kid, you know. What am I doing? You know, like, what am I even doing, you know, having a kid to do something for me or, you know, but I guess, you know, music has a funny way of bringing people together, you know, young, old, you know, it really doesn't matter. You know, it's the music that brings people together because if it wasn't for that, you know, I think that, you know, me trying to be friends with somebody like Steve Cole, who's, you know, a lot older than me, without telling anybody's age, I probably wouldn't just call, you know, somebody up that's that much older. Hey, man, let's hang out. You know, let's do something. But music, you know, there's something about music that just unites, you know, everybody, young, old, you know, it doesn't even matter. So they were very open to, you know, having me to do some things with them and for me to, you know, have them do some things with me. So, you know, I'm very excited about that because I really didn't think I would have, you know, guys of that caliber on my sophomore project.
I'm telling you, this CD is so good, everyone. We are talking to Nicholas Cole. His new CD is called Endless Possibilities. It is available now on his website, nicholascolejazz.com, and on Amazon. And I'm going to play the first track. This is called Please Don't Say No, featuring Tim Bowman. That was Please Don't Say No from Nicholas Cole's new CD, Endless Possibilities, and that is featuring Tim Bowman on guitar. Now, I would like to read something from Cutmore Records, actually, and the paragraph reads, Cole is one of a number of very young artists that have come to embrace the genre and inject a new excitement and edge to a format that has been stagnant over the last few years. And that is so true. You and Vincent and Marcus and Julian, you guys are just you're just breathing life into this genre. And I personally want to thank you for that.
Thank you so much. You know, I think, you know, like I said, some things have to change. You know, I don't think we can stay in the same place that we were in the 90s. You know, that was good for that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that needs something new now, and I'm just, you know, praying to God that I'll be able to contribute what I have to contribute, you know, and everybody else is doing such a great job, you know, like Vincent and Marcus and Julian. I mean, those guys are doing their thing, you know, got guys like Tony, BK Jackson, you know, Eric Darius.
Yes, yes. I'm looking forward to BK's new CD, too, next CD as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's talk about Lynn Fidmont and the conversation you had with her.
Lynn Fidmont, wow, this is probably the most bizarre story out of them all. Beyond the Stars is a song that my mom wrote.
Mm.
Yeah, my mom writes poetry and, you know, songs, and she's very good at it. And she was humming this song that she had. I was like, Mom, no, come sing that to me. And, you know, she came in my room, and I started to try to play around with a melody on the keyboard, on my keyboard for it, and I said, that has to go on my record. And she said, okay, as long as I get my publisher. I said, well, you know, okay, we'll do that. And to make a long story short, the call with Lynn Fidmont was a day before I had to get that song to the record label.
Mm.
Maybe a day or two.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, and she laid her vocals down within a day's time, and she knocked it out of the park. Because I had a lady that was going to sing it, and, you know, for some other reason, she couldn't do it. You know, it fell through. And I had to find somebody to record it that day, but it had to be that day. And I asked my promoter, I said, do you have anybody in mind? He said, yes, let me make a phone call. And he got her on the phone. We talked to her, and you know, put her in a studio in L.A. And was it L.A.? It was L.A. And she went in and recorded it in a couple of hours. And, you know, that's the same take that we used for the actual record. And, you know, she did a stellar job.
I agree. Yes, she did. And I'm going to play that next. And you answered my question because I was wondering if she was your first choice for this song.
No,
but you answered that. Mm-hmm.
She actually wasn't. You know, I had first heard of Lynn when we had to, you know, get somebody at such, you know, short notice. That was my first time hearing of her. And I went on her website and listened to some of her music. And I was like, oh, wow, she is awesome. So I said, if we can get her, that would be awesome. You know, and she went in and recorded it, you know, within, like I said, a few hours. And she just knocked it out the park.
Yes, I agree. All right.
With much passion.
Okay, this is Beyond the Stars featuring Lynn Fidmont on vocals.
Anyway.
Ah, beautiful. Beyond the Stars featuring Lynn Fidmont from Nicholas Cole's new CD, Endless Possibilities. Very nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
So now, I've been reading some reviews, you know, on the CD and about you, and you're being compared to Brian Culberson and Kirk Whalum. Now, in 2007, I went on a cruise that Brian hosted, and during the Q&A session, I said to Brian, nobody plays piano like you. And then here you come 5 years later, riding on the coattails. I mean, you're there. You're there. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
You're there. So I just, how do you, I mean, I've seen pictures of you and Brian together. And has he been a really big influence on you? Because I can't hear him in the CD.
Right, right. Well, I did listen to Brian early on, and he's always been a big influence. I think anybody my age, you know, that listens to smooth jazz can see how that would be the case, because he has really been, you know, one of the pioneers, you know, the industry, jazz industry, and, you know, he took it someplace different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with other guys like, you know, Dave Koz and Huge Groove, in my opinion. He's been a big influence. He's a great guy, you know. His music is great. And, you know, but like I always tell everybody that, you know, compares me to Brian, I think that, you know, when you're first coming out, you know, there's always somebody that you kind of, or a couple of people that you might sound like, you know, first coming out, because you're still trying to find, you know, what works for you. You're experimenting or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm,
I've heard
people
like, oh, man, you sound just like Fourplay, which I don't think none of the music on this record sounds anything like Fourplay. But they said that a lot with Yokohama, but I had a lot of influence with Fourplay on that particular song, because I've always listened to them, too. And I've heard some people say, you sound like Loba or whatever, but, you know, I listen to Loba. So
mm-hmm.
You probably hear a little bit of, you know, everybody that I listen to. You know, I have a lot of my influences up there. So, you know, hopefully you'll hear all of them.
Okay.
Wow. You know, and, you know, it's funny, Terry, listening to him talk. And, you know, like you mentioned, he's so mature for his age, you know. And everything. So we got to give a shout out to your dad too, man, for raising such a great kid, for real, man. Because I mean, you know, and that's the truth, man. Because you know, because I mean, you could be. I mean, you probably still listen to rap. You know, I mean, I listen to some rap too, but I mean, but you got your thing into the instrumental game with the smooth jazz. So, you know, I mean, like I said, big shout out to your dad, man, for that, man, for real.
Yeah, Mr. Cole.
Most definitely, he's here. Actually, say hello, Dad.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Hey, Mr.
Hello,
Cole.
Mr. Cole.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hear your voice again.
Yes. Good to
good
hear you
too. Yes.
Okay. Yes, I want to read a review from the Smooth Jazz Ride. Ronald Jackson wrote, "Talk about growing up in this business quickly. Cole has mastered all of the nuances of this genre and truly has a finger on the pulse of what drives it and its fans, as well as his own spirit. The passion, the feel, the energy, the it. They are all here in this, just this young artist's sophomore effort, an effort on which he writes and co-produces all of the material. I comfortably predict that Nicholas Cole will be a hot commodity for some time to come."
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You can read that entire review, because there's more, on smoothjazzride.com for those of you that want to read the entire review. And then I have another review from Critical Jazz that I'm going to read in a few minutes, but I want to play some more music. I'm going to play Endless Possibilities, the title track, next. We're talking to Nicholas Cole. His new CD is called Endless Possibilities. If you'd like to call in, the number is 646-716-5485. In chat room, if you have questions, please post that and I will get that to him. All right, this is Endless Possibilities.
Thank you.
the title track from Nicholas Coe's Endless Possibilities CDs. I'm just sitting here smiling because CD is so good. It's so good. It's so good.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
CriticalJazz.com says Nicholas Coe walks a harmonic tightrope, has an instrumentalist with a Bob James meets Herbie Hancock type vibe that is harmonically a step ahead of his contemporaries. Endless Possibilities, the release is somewhere between Brian Culberson and Kirk Whalum. Bottom line is Nicholas Coe is the real deal. That's from CriticalJazz.com, and you can go
wow.
to that site and read that entire review as well. Great reviews.
Wow, that is awesome. Glory be to God. Wow. Yeah. I'm very excited about that.
Great reviews.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You deserve it, man, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, I know I have to say when I first personally met him, you know, we talked on the phone and, you know, we conversed, you know, through Facebook. And I met him in Norfolk this summer with Marcus Anderson. And I... And maybe last when he walked up, he's so tall. I'm like, yo, he's really tall. He's really tall and everything, you know. But he walked
yeah.
up, and everything. I'm like, yeah, Nicholas.
You said you prayed for that height.
I prayed for that height.
Oh, man, yeah, man.
Oh.
The kid is tall. But like I said, but he really deserves it, man. Like, he's doing a great job, you know, musically. And, you know, I can't wait to see you live, man, playing, you know, your own thing. With your own band
right.
and everything. So I can wait for that, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much.
I agree. Okay, so let's talk about Nicholas Coe, the producer. You've told me before we came on the air some of the artists that you have worked with and, you know, produced and are written for. Jeff Koshwa, you wrote something for his new CD.
I didn't write anything, but, you know, I did some work with him on it.
Okay. And then you produced a single for Willie Bradley, which is really nice, Another Day in Time, really nice. And you're working on his CD as well?
Right.
Okay. And then you're also, as you mentioned, working with Tim Bowman on his. Now, is there anybody else that you're producing for that you can tell us about?
Think about it.
Well, me and I'll be doing some stuff with Brian Simpson.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
With him.
Oh.
And
okay.
I'll be doing something with possibly Steve Coe.
That's going to be nice. That's going to be nice. Are you going to be writing or producing?
A little bit of both.
A little bit of both. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
All right.
Yeah, and sorry, just want to add to that. He'll be doing something with Tony Jackson Jr. on his third CD, but we'll discuss that later.
Okay.
I just wanted to throw that in there.
Oh, yeah. Tony's stuff is, you know, great. Yeah, I did some work on his CD. I mixed, I think his single, and I produced and I wrote and produced a song up there for him.
Now, when did you start producing?
You know what? What was the first thing? Shortly after I graduated high school.
Oh Lord, have mercy! He makes me feel so old.
Shortly after I graduated high school, I started getting a couple of calls to do some production work for a few artists, and I got my first call. I think Brian was one of the first, but that record hasn't come out yet, so that's still in production. So I'm working on a couple of things.
Okay, wow, that's awesome, Nicholas. Okay, so now let's talk about Cutmore Records. And you being the first artist signed to this label, tell us about this label.
Well, this is a great label for showcasing new talent because a lot of labels nowadays are trying to, especially in jazz, I guess, are not really trying to give a lot of new talent a chance to, you know, to get that marketing, you know, like you need and you know, distribution. So Cutmore was, you know, very humble people over there, and they were open to, you know, giving me a shot, you know, at
this particular genre and, you know, music career in jazz. And and Les is, you know, I had a call with him. He was talking to me about the label. We talked for hours just about his vision for, you know, the jazz music industry and, you know, just music, period. And you know, everybody at the label is very, you know, kind and, you know, really want to make sure that Cutmore is off to the right start. And, you know, they felt like I would be a great way of starting the label off. And I'm very humbled that they thought that, you know, and I'm glad to be, you know, working with them.
And I've read, too, that Cutmore Records is specifically for young artists.
Right. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So they will be signing young artists. So congratulations to you on that, being their first artist signed.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
That's a really good thing. Like, you know, me and Terry, you know, Terry knows that I always, you know, talk about this younger generation of, you know, musicians coming up, and that it's time for you guys to get your shine, basically, because, you know, I mean, the genre is changing, you know, it just needs some new blood. And like I said, I mean, with cats like you, you know, Julian, Marcus, you know, Tony, you know, there's a lot of guys out here that are, you know, very Vincent, of course, Vincent and BK. You know, there's so many young cats out here that deserve to be put on the same stage as some of these bigger artists, because you guys, you know, are very, very talented, and people need to be exposed to your music. And it, I mean, it's nothing more to say. I mean, you guys are hot. So, young guns,
well,
young guns, baby.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's time for some new blood. I mean, I got to put it out there, man. I'm kind of tired of seeing these old dudes, for real, man. Let's put it out there, okay? You know,
well, you
but,
know,
yeah.
I love the veterans in this industry, you know. And those guys are you know, the pioneers of what we're doing. But, you know, I think always a change is always cool. A new change is always – I don't think anything is wrong with some new blood, you know, joining the party or whatever. And I'm just hoping that I'll be able to make my mark on it. And but, I'm, you know, some of the people that I work with, I'm just fans of. You know, I'm a big fan of them, you know. I just get a joy, you know, going on YouTube and looking at his clips and stuff, watching him perform. You know, it's very magical. And but he's bringing something new.
Yeah.
You know, there's new energy that you feel with him that you might not feel with, you know, some other veteran saxophonists.
That's true.
Because he's new, he's fresh, you know.
Right. Love me some BK. Yeah, definitely.
That's right. You know, but we like me and Terry, we love the veteran artists and everything. But we go to the shows, the festivals, and all that. But to me, it's the equivalent of having Curtis Blow still be the king of rap. You know what I mean? It's time to kind of, you know, move on and kind of not take steps aside. But they still have their fans, too. But it's time for you guys to get your fans as well. You know, and create your own brand and your own thing. You know what I mean? Because, you know, you can't play forever. You know, some of these guys have been playing forever. I mean, it's y'all time, man. Like, I heard your record on Watercolors. And I was like, niggas for Watercolors. I'm like, hey, how cool is that?
Yep, they're playing between us, right?
Wow, that is so cool.
Between us, yeah. Okay, so now I want to talk to you about Tatiana. Now, I absolutely love this CD, but I think this is my favorite on the CD. And I know this kind of coincides with A Journey of One. So tell us about Tatiana.
It does. Well, I know, you know, out of all of the, you know, fast jams I had on my first CD, everybody's favorite seems to be a song for Taylor. And like I said in our last interview, that song was very special to me, very dear to me, because Taylor at the time was 6 when her father died, and I wrote that song as like a lullaby to her. He has 4 daughters, and, you know, I plan to write a song for each of them. And this time I covered Tatiana, who is Taylor's sister.
Okay.
And and I wanted her song to kind of have a very passionate, sentimental feel too, because of her personality. You know, I'm writing these songs according to their personalities, and Taylor and Tati, you know, as they get older, their personalities are kind of similar. You know, they're both these very warm-hearted, you know, loving little people, And every time I see them smile, you know, I think of a simple lullaby. So, you know, that's her song. And I asked her if I did okay. And she said, yeah, you did great. She said, now when am I going to get paid for it? So I'm going to have to figure out a way to, you know, to give her money to make her think that, you know, she actually wrote it with me or something.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
She's six.
She's six. Oh, okay. Yeah. I just wanted, criticaljazz.com did make a comment about this song. It says, the release closes with Tatiana, which is a beautiful melody in search of a fine feature film. I'm like, yeah.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
In search of a fine featured film.
You know, I would love for that song to make film or even a song for Taylor.
Yes, I agree. And this is a solo piano. There are no other instruments on Tatiana. It's just Nicholas playing. It's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you.
That was Tatiana. That is on Nicholas' new CD, Endless Possibilities. People, you have to pick this one up. Purchase it on his website, NicholasColeJazz.com, and on Amazon. Follow him on Twitter at NickCole88 and on Facebook. So now you're headed to Catalina next month.
Yes, I am headed to Catalina. I'll be performing on October 14th.
Man, you know what? This is the thing about Catalina, and I was talking to somebody else about this. The problem with Catalina is you all are on separate weekends. If you were all on the same weekend, it would be much easier for me to come up there.
That's
and
the
see
bad thing about it.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
You have
but
too
that's
many artists,
nice.
You know, they have to pack them all in at different times, I guess.
Yeah, but that's going to be nice, Nicholas. That's going to be great. And I was telling Nicholas Mike before the show started that I would not be surprised if Art Good named him Artist of the Year or Breakout Artist of the Year for Jazz Tracks. I would not be surprised at all. Yeah, not
well,
at all.
I would be honored.
You would. It would be well deserved. Definitely well deserved.
So
yo,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Where else are you going to be performing?
Well, I have a show Friday actually in Jacksonville, North Carolina. So I'm preparing for it right now.
Okay. All right. And you know, as part of the Trippin' and Rhythm family. They go to Dubai every year, so you may be headed out to Dubai next year.
Oh, well, yeah, I am.
Okay.
Oh, you are? Okay, you already know that. Okay, cool. All right, that's a good trip there.
Mm-hmm.
It should be fun.
Yeah, it should be really fun, yeah. Hey, that's really nice. They need somebody to carry your bags for you?
No. Yeah, come on, carry on.
Oh, my goodness. I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Yes, indeed.
Well, Nicholas, as always, it's a pleasure to talk with you. I'm so happy for you with this new release.
Thank you.
Congratulations again on everything. The new release, signing with Cutmore Records, just for a 19-year-old, that's awesome.
I'm so happy for you.
Very proud of you.
Yeah.
It is truly a blessing. It's truly a blessing.
Yeah.
I couldn't thank God more.
Yeah. I have one more question. I mean,
sure.
you're a great kid, you know, great personality, everything. I gotta ask you, did you ever used to get in trouble when you was a kid, man? Ever? Your dad ain't beat you, you know, the switch or the belt one time?
Mr. Cole,
did you beat him one time, Mr. Cole?
He left the room. Oh, trust me. Five more minutes, turning. 15 more minutes, and then I was getting a visit, so.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, thank you again. I'm going to close the show with track number 4, When I Think of You, and this is featuring Marcus Anderson on vocals on this one. And when I heard this song, I texted Marcus twice to tell him how much I liked this song. Yes. Tell me about this one.
Well, I was getting close to, you know, the time of wrapping up the record before I had to have everything in. And I needed one song with, like, you know, very, I guess, sensual, sentimental-type vocals, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I don't have anything like that, and I don't want to sing it. I said, let me call Marcus and see if he knows anybody. He said, well, actually, I recorded a song that, kind of has that feel to it, and he sent it to me. It had a total different melody to it. Music was different and everything. And I said, oh, man, I said, this could go to a total different place. So I wrote new music to it, and I kept his vocals. And he didn't know that at the time. So when I let him hear it, the mix of it, he was like, dude, you totally flipped my song. And I was like, well, man, I'm sorry. I'm like, but, you know, I kind of had a vision for, you know, where it could really go if it, you know, was flipped a different way. And he didn't have a problem with that at all. So, it came out When I Think of You.
All right. All right, I'm going to close the show with that. Thanks to Carol and Lori Muse for joining us in the chat room and the guests as well. Definitely pick up this CD, Endless Possibilities. It's available now on Amazon and on Nicholas' website, NicholasColeJazz.com. Thanks again, Nicholas. Always great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Always great to talk to you guys, too.
All right. This is When I Think of You featuring Marcus Anderson.
Thank you for listening to Talking Smooth Jazz. Please visit our websites, TalkingSmoothJazz.com and Mastermind-Entertainment.com. Join our Facebook fan and group pages and follow us on Twitter at Jazz_Queen and The Daily Grind. That's THA Daily Grind.